There was a time when nearly every town in the U.S. had a farmer's market. Then came the supermarket, breaking the direct link that many Americans had to the food chain. But for the past 20 years, there's been a movement underway to revive farmers' markets, partly to help the small farms survive, but also to educate people about the origins of what they eat. NPR's John McChesney reports.
Yeah, that's Indian style, right? Yeah.
This is the Marin County Farmers Market in California, where on Sundays, over 100 farmers and food sellers present a colorful cornucopia of wares to a bustling and enthusiastic crowd. The booths here are bursting with ruby tomatoes, golden melons, cheeses, olive oil, enough variety to make a visit to the supermarket almost unnecessary. Chris Westbrock comes nearly every Sunday to get firsthand information about what she eats.
And I like bringing our kids because they get to know that it's the three children, yes, and so I like bringing them because it's a good experience for them that there's somebody actually growing the food, that it's not just something that comes in the store. There's somebody that really has to work to prepare it all.
Maury Zilber is another regular. He's standing in front of the Prather Ranch booth buying organic lamb.
All right, so what do you have today? Only a little bit left. My God. What time did people come? Okay, the shanks.
These are the caveman chops.
Yeah.
Caveman chops?
Okay. Yeah, so they're a rack chop cut into steaks.
Zilber is an enthusiastic booster of farmers markets.
It is phenomenal. It's where you can get the best organic produce. You get to meet the people who grow it. It's the best quality, the best variety. It's just fun to be out here with all these folks.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says that in the 6 years between 1994 and 2000, farmers' markets have grown by over 60%. There are now roughly 3,000 markets in the country. In California, the number of markets has doubled in just the last 5 years. Randy McNear runs the farmers' market in Davis, California, and she's the co-founder of the California Federation of Certified Farmers' Markets.
California has the most farmers' markets of any state, actually twice as many than any other state. We have about 413, and the public is just overwhelmingly responsive.
Other states, like New York, are seeing similar growth and enthusiasm, and that's changing the farmers' markets. In the early days of the farmers' markets, most of the farmers who came had day jobs. The farms and the markets were not big enough to enable farmers to support a family. USDA says that today, 19,000 farmers sell their produce only at farmers' markets. And in California, some farmers like Steve Kashiwasi have built substantial businesses by selling in a large number of markets. Kashiwasi has a sizable farm, 225 acres in California's Central Valley, and he sells organic peaches, nectarines, and pluots, a cross between a nectarine and a plum. As an employee trundles a pallet of peaches across his packing house, Kashiwasi explains why selling at the markets is better than selling to brokers.
On the wholesale market, there's too many middle people.
By selling direct to consumers, Kashiwasi does not have to share his profits with brokers and supermarkets. Kashiwasi and other family members and employees fan out across California every week, often driving 3 hours to get to markets.
How many markets do you guys go to?
Right now we're doing about 22 per week. We sell about two-thirds of what the fresh fruit that we grow at farmers markets.
Some purists would argue that the markets were set up to support local farms and that farmers who drive trucks all over the state violate that notion. On the other hand, farmers who are successful have brought stability to the farmers' markets, and a stable base of farmers is a key to success for a market. Again, Randy McNear.
The customers become attached to them, and they want to see those people come back every year, so it really isn't in the best interest of a market to always change the farmers, because that's kind of what farmers' markets are about.
The downside is that it's hard for new farmers to break into many of the best markets in cities like Santa Monica or San Francisco. There's often a waiting list for new applicants, and while financially successful farmers may bring stability, they also sell into so many markets that they often have to send employees instead of coming themselves. And the employees are not always good at answering the questions customers want answered. Back at the Marin County Market, several booths are staffed by Mexican Americans. Some are farm employees, but others, like Roberto Rodriguez, have become farmers instead of farm workers. He and his brother farm 25 acres of strawberries, and they work several markets.
Sundays we're doing like 5. Saturdays we do like 8 farmers markets.
So is that enough income to keep everybody going?
Yeah, we've been doing okay. Better than, you know, go to the brokers. Yeah, that's much better. You're getting a better price here.
Finally, it would be a mistake to think that all farmers markets are upscale like the one here in Marin. There are many across the country serving ethnic and lower income neighborhoods as well. And they are helped by federal programs that provide ways for low income pregnant women and seniors to shop at farmers markets. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.